I'm Lee Brown. This is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Do you want to meet one of the people who has made your AirPods work? Well, she's here with us today, but she's going to be talking about investing and strategies that apply to people, whether it's from day one or your experience. Lots of great information here. And even if you're just somebody who likes to stay in short-term rentals, some great insights for you too. Sabrina Guler is with us today. Enjoy the conversation and I'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor. If you've never heard of Follow Up Boss, you're going to love it. And it's going to get you organized in a way that will actually impact your business for profitability and for better excellence with those you're serving. For more information, go to followupboss.com/crazy. So tell me a little bit about Sabrina. Where are you located? What do you do in and around real estate? What makes the Techvestor a thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am in Scottsdale, Arizona. I have been here for about 3 years, like pretty much since COVID started. It's crazy that I'm saying that out loud, that we've been in this like post-COVID for 3 years. Crazy.
Okay, so have you watched the show Sprung on, what's it, on Freevee, on Amazon Prime? Have you watched that sitcom?
No, not yet.
You have to watch it because speaking of the 3 years of the COVID nonsense, if you watch that show, it's set in 2020 when the lockdown started and they released some prisoners from jail because we're releasing you because of COVID, but you can't stay here and you have to go shelter in place and they have nowhere to go. And then they go to this convicted criminal's mother's house. It's hilarious, but you're watching all of the policies and you're like, we've been living in a sitcom with a virus in it for 3 years. So anyway, you have to watch Sprung. My husband and I laughed out loud watching it because it was hilarious and horrifying. So anyway, so 3 years you've been in Scottsdale. So holy crap, you've watched that market go.
Yeah. And I got lucky to buy in it right before the chaos. I've actually been in and out of real estate for about 9 years. I was, I'm born and raised in New York originally. I had my real estate license before I went to school. I worked on like the rental market. New York, you can actually make money off of rentals. In other markets, you can't. So I did that for a little bit. I moved to Arizona for school and my 9-to-5 gig for many years was in technology project management. So right before I became a full-time investor and I owned Techvestor, I worked at Apple and I was at Apple for a couple of years working on AirPods. I was in Cupertino and I came to Scottsdale because of COVID. I mean, San Francisco was really scary to be there. It was cold. It was miserable. My parents were in Arizona and they're like, here, that doesn't really exist. So
sunshine and we have dry air.
Yeah. So I came here. I bought my first property right around like the COVID time. It was right before, like right in that time period. And it was super cheap. And I bought it with the intention of being near family. And then when I was set to go back to the office, I would just put it on Airbnb and go back doing my thing. And the property did so well. I think it was like the first mini success in real estate that I had that was like with my own money. I worked really hard. I like just, you know, I did that whole thing. And then when I realized I was never going back to San Francisco, I started, you know, rinsing and repeating what I had already done. And the market, you know, which I know is not the same today, the market allowed for me to do that.
Right. So when you have the ability to be flexible, the opportunities really do explode because coming from the Bay Area, probably you didn't even think about buying a property because the cost is so high over in that area. And even though Scottsdale is expensive compared to some other parts of the country, it's a daggum bargain compared to anything in the Bay Area. So there's an opportunity to be an owner for one thing, but then the opportunity that short-term rental provides, if you're not going to be home all the time, it changes the game when you realize how that can offset the cost of having a property. So when you were doing this for the first time, what did it take for you to get over the fear of, I'm going to let somebody else in my place? Or are you just that naturally kind of detached from your things that you didn't stress out about it?
Oh, no, I definitely stressed out about it. I'm a type A girly. So definitely.
Project manager, that's kind of what I expected.
Totally. I was worried. I think the thing that I love about real estate is there's so much data to back it up. You can look at comps, you can look at history, you can look at what people are doing, why they're doing really well. And the thing that I like about Airbnb is that there's so many properties that exist already in the market and they're doing well for a reason. They're not doing well for a reason. And you can kind of figure out why that is the case purely off of numbers, but also off of qualitative things, right? Like one person has a hot tub, the other one doesn't. One makes 10 grand more than the other. So I think the data is what really got me comfortable. I think there's a saying in real estate. It's like, if you're anxious about your investment, it's probably because you don't know your numbers that well.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And I always stuck with me because I was like, if I know my numbers really well, if 10 people are doing the same thing on the in the same community, the same block, and they're all doing 40 grand a year in revenue, and that data set makes sense for my purchase price and, you know, OPEX costs and taxes and all other things you factor in when you buy a property, if I'm still anxious about it, it's probably because I don't know my numbers well. Outside of, you know, obviously, if you're a first-time investor, you could be anxious for many other reasons. Fear, it's your first time, you don't know what you don't know. But usually the numbers should give you enough to be like, okay, you know, A plus B equals C. Feels good.
Hey, friend, let me ask you a question. Do you ever wish that you had a YouTube channel that brought in actual real-life potential clients in your marketplace just from simple videos made at home on your iPhone or Droid? And then what would that business actually look like if there was an automated marketing system that worked for you 24/7 without you spending a ton of money on ads? Well, my friend Karen Carr, she's amazing, wants to help you. She will help you fill your pipeline with real live neighbors that are dying to work with somebody that they would love. And that would be you. And then you're going to love them because they love you. And it's a giant win-win for everybody. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you her next virtual event is coming up. It's called Video Boss Bootcamp. I've taken it. It's amazing. It is 5 days. So you're going to have to carve out time, 5 consecutive days. And what will happen in that virtual experience is a shortcut to using YouTube and succeeding on YouTube, getting in front of more potential prospects and having them ready to hire you when they are ready to buy and sell. Now, by the end of that week, you're going to walk away with an actual blueprint, actual physical instructions to show you what your YouTube channel should look like and what it needs to be a client attraction magnet. Now, along with handing over the exact steps for this strategy, I mean, I'm not lying to y'all. She'll give you every single thing you need to do. Karen's actually going to answer your questions because some of you may not absorb it. She's going to hold your hand through the process and along the way, motivate you to making these simple videos to bring you paying clients. Best part, this 5-day training is only $27, $27. So go to videobossagent.com/LeeBrown to sign up today and save your seat and save some money too. 5 days of training plus Q&A with the queen, checklist, cheat sheets, and everything to help you get busy implementing. I'm telling y'all. And by the way, the private community of people that are learning together, also wildly powerful. Because in addition to that community, you get 12 months of replays in case you want to watch them again. And if you didn't hear her, Karen actually spoke at the National Association of Realtors Convention in November. Her room was jam-packed and the people left jam-packed with information. I mean, did you see the line of people waiting to ask questions? You don't even have to wait in that line. Pay $27 at videobossagent.com/LeeBrown and you can talk to Karen while you're taking the program. So get all your questions answered, get your strategy in place, build your business. And by the way, this starts March 20th. So get registered now. She will cap the registration and you don't want to have any FOMO. Videobossagent.com/LeeBrown. Reserve your seat. And then tell me what you learned.
Now, back to this amazing
episode.
Well, if you know your numbers and you're a first-time investor, that gives you a basis of conversation with a mentor because we know that most successful investors in anything have somebody or some group they can lean on, whether it's a Facebook group of investors, a meetup, it's a mentor, it's a parent, it's a somebody that they can ask questions of. But if you don't know your own internal numbers, you can't even have an honest conversation. And I love how you pointed that out because in real estate, so many people just fly by the seat of their pants and just have this optimistic mindset. It's going to work out. It's going to be fine. And they don't have the foggiest idea what's happening underneath. And as you pointed out, that's the difference in being the successful property or the less successful property when the data is staring you right there in the face. I love that you pointed that out, because also to my realtor friends, this applies to your real estate business too. You need to know the numbers on your real estate business, not just your investments. I'll just toss that in because it drives me crazy that we really don't think about that. And it does offset your anxieties a lot, because there's different programs you could use. I mean, you could do the long-term renter, you could do the short-term renter, you can do the mid-term renter. There's all these different models that are available. So how did you land on doing the short-term rental out of the gate? Was it just because you were most familiar with that, or it seemed easiest with your travel schedule?
So it was something I stumbled into. So I was actually looking for a long-term rental for a while, and in Phoenix, the numbers were still working, but it was really slim. It was where cap rates were getting really low and a lot of people were already here. And so I don't even know. I was actually, if I remember correctly, I was looking for somewhere to vacation. I was doing like a staycation for, it was like my mom's birthday or something. And I was looking at how much people were charging per night. And I'm like, what's the occupancy on some of these houses? And I started doing like this napkin mental math. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. And so one thing led to another. I completely switched my strategy. I went full force into it. And I remembered when I looked at the numbers at the time, the purchase price for my property was super low. And the revenue that people were making on Airbnb with my napkin math was so much higher than anything I would have gotten long-term, that to me, there was enough room for risk there for me to experiment. There was actually less room for risk with long-term rental. There was more risk with long-term rental than short-term because it was slim. It was slim pickings with cap rates and interest rates and all that at the time. So I got into it that way. It did take me about a month or two to like recalibrate my criteria for properties and really understand why people do well. And then, yeah, and then I made the jump, and you know, 70 properties later, here I am.
So you've built a 70 property portfolio. Is that you or you and some investors and partners?
So TechVestor is a company that I co-founded about a year and a half ago with my business partner. And he also has a tech background. He was doing a similar thing at the time when I was working at Apple and doing this on the side. Apple has an internal real estate investment group. And it's everyone who works for Apple full time. They kind of just talk about interest rates, what they're buying, how they're investing. And I was kind of just putting my journey in there on like what I was up to. And a lot of people were asking me, hey, can you take my 100 grand and do the same thing? Or can we joint venture on whatever you're doing? Cause you're doing really well. And so I got into a couple of like LLC partnerships with people I worked with. We bought a couple houses together. I think we did like 8 or 9. And then it got to a point where I was like, okay, next year's tax year is going to be interesting with all these LLCs. I think what I want to do is open this up to people and find a way to make it a more risk adverse investment opportunity, especially for people who want to get into Airbnb, but don't want to do the work themselves. Right. Because it is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. It is not a passive investment. It is a lot of work. We went the fund route. So we opened up a fund. To date, I think we're a little under 30 million and we own 70. I think we're over 70 properties at this point, and we're nationwide. So we've expanded to, I think now we're in 10 different markets, and we've learned a lot in our journey. It's very different doing 1 to 10, doing 30, doing 60, doing 80. So yeah.
So I noticed that one of the things that's a unique factor of the fund that you've built is you help people with the design and the upfit of these Airbnbs, because obviously that's a whole different piece from buying a property and working out the numbers with the short-term or mid-term rentals. Some realtors do more business than others, and it's not just their great looks and their charm and amazing hair. It's their follow-up, y'all. People on average forget the marketing message after 16 days. Follow-up Boss will plug into the system you're using. And yes, they integrate with over 250 different programs to help you get organized with your past clients and with those neighbors that frankly should be your future clients. And if you go to followupboss.com/crazy, you get a 30-day free trial to go see how this works for your business. I can promise you, the people who forgot you didn't mean to, they want to hear from you. So go to followupboss.com/crazy and you'll suddenly figure out why all these top producers in the market are getting more business. It has to do with organization and detail work, and you can get there too. Followupboss.com/crazy for your 30-day free trial. Check it out. Let me know how it goes for you.
It's got to be turnkey for somebody walking in the door. So what have you done to streamline that process and create something that's replicable and workable?
That was probably the hardest part of our business. And that's actually the side of the business that I run. So I run all of our operations. And it was not easy. I think the hardest thing is finding people. I mean, the more you get into real estate investing and you go, you're doing things remotely, you know, like you're managing contractors in another state, or you're having people go look at real estate sight unseen on your behalf, right? All these things, you have to put a lot of trust and you have to build a lot of relationships with those people. Luckily, we've met some incredible people along the way to help us build our team that we have today. But I'd be lying to you if I told you that I took less than 50 flights last year to make sure that we have those relationships with the right people. But you know, I will say that I was thinking about this the other day. I'm so grateful that we are in an era of the internet where you can read reviews, get pictures, you know, see listings that people have worked on, call up other people that other contractors have worked with and get people on a referral basis, right? I can't imagine what it was like 40 years ago being in this space doing what we're doing today.
Well, it was a lot less stressful, I will just tell you, because you didn't have to be anchored down by this little tether here. It was nice, but we didn't have Airbnbs, right? So that was it's a whole different thing with the share economy. So when you're looking at upfitting an Airbnb, do you build a package on Wayfair or IKEA where you can have, this is ish what we use for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, or do you have to custom do it every single time?
So we custom do it because that's our kind of our secret sauce. So we take a lot of pride in our themed homes. We have very specific homes. I actually just shot a TV episode with CBS. We're going to be on CBS News for a house. It's a Barbie inspired hot pink house, which makes it harder, right? It makes it harder because we're doing different things every time. It would be a completely different business model if we were doing like corporate rentals or arbitrage where, you know, your common business person just wants a clean, comfy bed with a desk and a safe area. We cater to a lot of families. We do a lot of birthday parties and bachelor parties. So we have to be specialized.
Which means you have a little bit of joy in there too. So it's got to be fun, even though it's time intensive, put these things together. What's the coolest house you put together? Barbie doesn't count.
The Barbie one doesn't count. We have a movie themed home that's more men specific, and it has like a stepbrothers themed room. It has a poker table. It has like a mini putt golf course in the yard. It's really cool. It's a sports themed. It has like 5 70-inch TVs for like guys to play sports. A lot of our homes are meant to entertain. So we love doing that. We love creating memories in our homes. I will say though, just to kind of answer your question, for someone who's looking to get into design and furnish and all that, Wayfair has been great, especially during supply chain issues. Amazon's been great. And then we've partnered with a lot of local interior designers and we're like, hey, you do this already. Can you just take it one step further for us? And can we work together on like a little bit of a more different, maybe pop of color vision rather than like the typical client that they work with?
So you set a budget for that based on the marketplace that it's in, or is it based on the competition? What is your guideline for doing that? And I will say that a lot of the investors that I work with, when they get into short-term rental, they can get into analysis paralysis over setting up that house more than buying it in the first place. It's wild.
I don't blame them. It's a lot. So we do a couple of things before we buy. We look at amenities that the highest performing houses have, and that's hot tubs, murals, outdoor spaces. I think people cheap out on the worst things when they get into this business. They're like, people don't buy hot tubs. Hot tubs have known to increase revenue by, you know, double digits in some markets. You don't have a hot tub, no one's booking your home.
A hot tub is double digits, like ski markets, I'm guessing, like for a ski condo or in general?
For like a ski market, yep, or like a mountain market, you 100% need it. And we've done a lot of A/B testing in our markets. I mean, in some markets we own 8 to 10 properties, so we can not add a hot tub to one of them and see how much it tanks. We've also learned that we've spent money on things that we shouldn't have spent on. Like for example, a lot of people go and redo bathrooms, and with Airbnb, if a bathroom is clean and you really take care of the tub. It doesn't look dirty. It's not rusting. It's just like a clean bathtub. It might not be marble and pretty, but it's clean.
They give me stuff, a big container of shower gel, and I'm the happiest Airbnb guest ever.
Yeah, as long as it's clean. And you focus on other things, like a bathroom renovation can cost anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000. And then I would rather provide games, a hot tub, amenities. Like, for instance, in Florida, we increased our revenue just by giving people beach chairs, towels, little beach amenities for their kids. And it goes a long way, because when you get off the plane, you get to Airbnb, you can go right to the beach. You don't have to stop and do all that. So I think it's the little things that really, really matter, more so than what you think about when you renovate a home for like a long-term rental, right? Like, if I'm living in a home, I'm really going to care about the bathroom. I will care.
So what about, I thought you were going to say mattress quality is one of those things people should spend money on. Do things like that matter for wear and tear, or do guests care less about that if it's got more cute factor?
People care about that. I mean, there's aesthetic factor, and then there's actually quality and comfort. We use some wholesale brands for mattresses where we don't spend a ton of money, but they're always well received and well reviewed online. And that's for any age group. You know, we have some markets where it's some older folks who go skiing. It's like a retirement market, and people really care about the mattress sleep, versus like in Scottsdale, I have, you know, a set of 5 twin beds in one room. It's a bunch of people piling in. They only sleep in there when they want to sleep in there, and then they leave it. These are more like large party houses, right? Where people spend money they spend the money for the occupancy rather than
I'm just envisioning reality TV dating shows when you talk about 5 twin beds in one room.
Yeah, like the bunk beds, right? Like the twin bunk beds. But people pay for that because it's a party market, and they'd rather just go in, sleep, and go back out, play golf. They're not thinking about those things. So you do need to spend money on the right brands, but I don't think you need to go over the top to get the reviews and get the level of comfort that people want in their homes.
So, of course, my guests love to hear some crazy stories, and you're giving us a lot of really great inside information and ways to think about the short-term rental space. But I'm dying to know, as somebody who is type A, who has a process map in your head for everything, what has surprised you the most in being in the real estate investment space now that you're fully in it and you're the voice for other people? Because now you're in double space.
I would say that's a good question. I mean, this is not even specific to Airbnb. It's just in general owning real estate. You would be surprised on the things that come up when owning a house. And as much as it's passive for a lot of people, I think that it's a house. There's maintenance. We're also in a market where we're buying a lot of flipped homes that have been turned around from the 70s or 80s. And now you're getting a flipped home from a viable construction company. And then you get into it, and a year in, you have a roof leak, an AC mouth, you know, some warranty that you need to replace. And those things are costly. They are.
So crappy flip jobs have driven you the craziest?
Yeah.
So what do you wish people did better on their flips that wouldn't cost more upfront, but over time would be a great choice? What's the mistake you would have them fix?
I think it's the little things that people forget to do. Like, it could be making sure that all the outlets work and that the electrical panel in your house is like on par with how many people are sleeping in that house, or even like it matches the size of pool that you have in the yard, so that when you get a pool heater and you use those things, your breakers don't trip. It's little things like that that are so costly, and you don't realize it until later on. And then another thing too, a lot of inspection reports you get, they're not always the greatest. You know, it's a snapshot of time. It doesn't mean it's the real condition of the house.
Right.
So I'd say overall, like, it's not to scare people from investing, but it's just more like really, really buffer for expenses. And if you don't use them, that's fantastic, but at least it won't be a surprise if you had to use it.
Which is why HGTV is not your friend when you are trying to figure these things out, because they lie, or they're using numbers from 25 years ago, because there's no way anybody flips with the numbers they give. And it's why you want to talk to your local realtor when you're making these choices, so you can get a great inspector. But speaking of those outlets, I mean, as somebody who's addicted to my hair, I know when something's wired wrong, because I plug my hair dryer in and then out goes the circuit, and it drives me crazy, and it could have been fixed up front. So it wouldn't have cost that much more to do it right the first time. All right. So Sabrina, what's next for your fund? What are you guys going into next? Are you going to do more corporate housing, more midterm rentals?
expand your short-term space? What's the play?
So we're sticking to short-term rentals. We're still very much focused on that. And we're looking to expand next year. We're just going to keep growing our portfolio. We're going to keep refining our properties, continuous improvement, growing our team. So it's been a wild ride learning what we've learned. We've made the mistakes we've needed. We've had the successes that we hope to have. And we just want to hit the ground running and tighten everything up.
Which means it's time to scale once you figure out all those mistakes that have been going on so you can really go next level with what you're doing. Are you keeping an eye on the regulatory changes around short-term rentals as you make your choices? Are you guys involved in protecting the property rights that go to investors?
Absolutely. And we're super adamant about that. We're constantly on the market learning about, you know, occupancy levels, permitting, certain things, you know, inspections. And we know that some markets will change. We know that some markets will open up their neighborhoods to short-term rentals. And yeah, we plan on definitely keeping an eye on it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us a little perspective from Apple to Airbnb. I mean, you're bringing the best of organization to a business that's ripe for organization and being treated like a business. If Sabrina, if somebody wants to reach out to you and learn more about Tech Investor, how do they find you?
LinkedIn is probably the easiest way to find me. And then also, if you want to just learn more about what we do, you can go to our website at techfester.com.
And of course, all of the contact information for Sabrina and her company are in the show notes for this episode. So if you're not where you could write something down, don't stress out. You can follow up and go learn from what their experiences are and see what you can do to tag along. Sabrina, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Say something nice about her in the comments, give a thumbs up, and most importantly, come back and see us next time and we'll see what conversations come up next.
Okay, now don't forget to go try Follow Up Boss so that your business can continue to expand in professionalism and then you can meet some more crazy people yourself. I really appreciate Follow Up Boss sponsoring this episode, but mainly I appreciate them for giving y'all double the free trial time with no credit card required. So make sure you go to followupboss.com/crazy and then let me know what do you think? I'll see you guys next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.